Hello, this is George Waring, and I'm speaking to you today from the underground in Uptown Butte. I've called this The Time to Tax the Rich. Why not? Chuck Collins, who directs the program on inequality at the Institute for Policy Studies, had a great column published in early September on otherwords.com. The occasion for his column coincided with our celebration of Labor Day. Its content was directed to all the Democratic Party candidates for president. It was a question. Why don't you promise to tax the rich before the rest? Collins wrote, "The candidate should pledge that the middle class won't pay $1 more in new taxes until billionaires put up at least $1 trillion. The division between the Democratic candidates and Trump is quite clear. Democrats are outlining ambitious programs to improve health care, combat climate change, and address the opioid crisis, and trying to explain how they'll pay for it. President Trump, on the other hand, wants to give corporations and the richest 1% more tax breaks to keep goosing a lopsided economic boom, even as deficit hawks moan about the exploding national debt and annual deficits topping $1 trillion. So, eventually, wrote Collins, someone is going to have to pay the bills. If history is a guide, the first to pay will be the broad middle class, thanks to lobbyists pulling the strings for the wealthy and big corporations. Chuck Collins proposes a different idea. Whatever spending plan is put forward, the first $1 trillion in new tax revenue should come exclusively from multimillionaires and billionaires. Why so? Well, we have had 4 decades of stagnant wages, plus runaway housing and health care costs that have clobbered the middle class. In an economy with staggering inequalities, the income and wealth gaps are at their widest level in a century. The middle class shouldn't be hit up a penny more until the rich pay up. Collins reminds us that the biggest winners of the last decade, in terms of income and wealth growth, have not been even the richest 1%, but the richest 1/10 of 1% of our population. This 1/10% includes households with incomes over $2.4 million and wealth that starts at $32 million. These folks own more wealth than the bottom 80% combined. Yet these multimillionaires and billionaires have seen their taxes decline over the decades, in part because the tax code favors wealth over work. The richest 1/10 of 1% receives 2/3 of their income from investments, while most working families have little capital income and depend on wages. But our rigged system taxes most investment income from wealth at a top rate of about 24%, considerably lower than the top 37% rate for work. How do we ensure that the rich finally have to pay up? Collins answers, institute a 10% surtax on incomes over $2 million. This multimillionaire surtax would raise nearly $600 billion in revenue over 10 years, according to a study that was done at the Tax Policy Center. The surtax would apply to income earned from work, wages, and salaries, and to investment income gained from wealth, including capital gains and dividends. So those with capital income over $2 million would not get a preferential tax rate. Now, there's nothing complicated about this. The multi-millionaire surtax is easy to understand, simple to apply, and effective, because it covers all kinds of income, making it difficult for the wealthy to avoid. And it is laser-focused on the super-rich. Anyone earning below $2 million a year will not pay a dime. As a nation, writes Collins, we will need to raise trillions of dollars to protect Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, and to address urgent priorities such as health care, climate change, child care, higher education, opioid addiction, and more. The middle class should have 100% confidence that they won't be asked to pony up until Wall Street speculators and billionaires pay the piper. Therefore, writes Collins, a multi-millionaire surtax is a good first step. Now, it's up to the Democratic Party to nominate a candidate not beholden to our billionaire class or Wall Street financiers. Now, who might that be? Can you imagine this miracle? Would MSNBC even allow a still photo picture of such a being to appear? Well, we can pray. Thanks for listening. This is George Waring.